Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The UN Human Rights Council's Commission of Inquiry, chaired by Navi Pillay, has released a new report alleging genocide by Israel in Gaza. Israel has rejected the charge. Debate is white hot. Our guest, Anne Hertzberg, legal advisor at NGO Monitor, she drew attention with a post saying nothing is more credible than a UN Human Rights Council report co-authored by a guy who thinks Jews control social media. She's, of course, referring to the member Milun Kotari, who in 2022 had to apologize after saying social media is controlled largely by the Jewish lobby. We wanted to chat to Anne, ask her what's wrong with the report, with the methods that they used, and perhaps what a fair inquiry should look like. Anne, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. I can't imagine this report came as a shock to you.
No, of course not, because they've been planning this. I mean, they even said yesterday in their press conference they've been working on this for 2 years. Well, 2 years ago was before October 7th.
Oh, gosh. So, okay. Wow.
I think that says it all.
That says more than it all. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think also I should just point out, when Milun Kothari made his odious remarks, many people denounced him. Even the Human Rights Council president denounced him. And Navi Pillay, Miss Little Navi Pillay, denied he said the remarks, even though they were made on a podcast where a recording was available, even though Milun Kothari apologized for making them, even in October when she gave a report to the General Assembly, again denied he had said anything, and that even if he had said those remarks, they were not anti-Semitic. And she's a disgrace. And the fact that that guy remained on the panel is disgraceful. But we shouldn't just focus on him, because all three of the commissioners have made egregious anti-Semitic comments. And all three exhibited prejudicial positions prior to being selected. And in fact, they were selected specifically because of that. And I think that's what people need to know about that body and the UN office that appointed them. They specifically look for anti-Israel demagogues to chair these commissions, because it's all stitched up from the very beginning. And that's why this report has zero credibility. And you know what? I'm not going to do their little tap dance. Like they say, the saying, they accuse the Jew of anti-Semitism of stealing, and then they love watching them turn out their pockets to prove they didn't do it, because that's exactly what they want. And it's enough of this joke. It's outrageous. These people get millions and millions of dollars in taxpayer funding from around the world. They're a disgrace. They don't uphold any ethical standards for fact finding. And there's this farce that we should be treating them as if they're credible people, which they are not.
So let's talk about the credibility. No question is very, very doubtful. But let's talk about the allegations, because they say that Israel meets a multiple act under the Genocide Convention and infers dolus specialis, which is specific intent from leaders. What do we make of that? How much substance is there to this claim?
Well, what was actually quite comical again yesterday at the press conference when they were presenting this report is the only journalist that was doing their job actually was from the New York Times. The rest were from Arab media outlets. Of course, they're going to go along with the farce. But the New York Times said, because what the commission said was there is no other reasonable interpretation for what happened in Gaza, why Israel attacked Gaza, omitting October 7th, okay? The commission said there's no possible other explanation why they do what they do in Gaza except to commit genocide. And the New York Times reporter of all places said, I'm wondering if you can provide us some evidence of, no other explanation. not rooting out tunnels, rescuing the hostages, stopping rocket attacks. There's no other explanation one could come up with. And of course, they couldn't respond to that statement because that's exactly the point. You know, that's their only argument.
So the report is largely silent on the fact that there are still that Hamas has taken hostages, that they are operating from civilian areas, that they've taken over hospitals and schools, that they have created these network of tunnels that civilian Gazans are not allowed to enter. Even during an attack, so nothing like that mentioned.
Completely missing in the report. You know, they the only time they ever talk about it is if they say Israel said, and they put it in scare quotes. You know, as if it's only a lie made up by Israel or terrorism. Every time terrorism is mentioned or Hamas is terrorists, they always put it in scare quotes. You know, they deny the fact Hamas is a terror group. They deny what Hamas has been doing in Gaza. And, well, one of the most egregious things they said was that Israel has refused to do anything to rescue the hostages, which to me was such a disgusting libel. Because as we all know, how many soldiers have died trying to rescue the hostages? The son of it, the head of Israel's military, was killed in a hostage rescue mission.
Mm.
You know, why have we been enduring what we have been for the past 2 years? If it weren't for the hostages, we would have, like, this war would have been over 18 months ago, just like it's over with Hezbollah. The only reason we can't finish the war is because of the hostages. So that to me was just beyond the pale. These people are disgusting. And I'm sorry I'm using strong language, but I just don't think there's anything else you can say about them. And the other thing that is what's absolutely atrocious about them is they claim to be part of the UN Human Rights Council. They claim human rights, international law motivates everything they do. And the fact is, by denying Hamas's war strategy, they are encouraging terror groups in the future to employ the same strategy because they know they can get away with it. And who does that hurt? This war strategy has hurt Palestinians far more than it's hurt Israelis. So They are basically spitting in the eye of all the Palestinian civilians that have lived under Hamas rule, that have had tunnels dug into their houses, that have their mosques embedded with weapons, their hospitals with weapons, hostages, fighters, rocket storage, command centers. So they are encouraging that behavior and basically don't care about Palestinian civilians by what they're saying. So even we know they're anti-Semites, we know they hate Israel, but they also hate Palestinians by what they've done with this report. And that to me is also the sick part of it. And the fact that the UN puts its stamp on it just shows the type of people working there. Like, who would ever endorse something like this? You know, it's an outrage. And anyone with a moral conscience or backbone or who actually cares about human rights or international law should put that document and this commission into the trash can, because that's what they're worth.
The reality is, though, I mean, it's certainly my social media has been flooded, people sending this to me to prove something they've known all along, that Israel is committing genocide, and here's the United Nations report to prove it. And then those are saying, yes, you see, now they're going to say the report is anti-Semitic. It's all just, the problem is it does damage. I'm seeing politicians talking about it. I'm seeing people on social media, journalists talking about it as though it is a credible report. The damage is significant, potentially. What can be done about that to mitigate?
Yeah, the damage. Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, and that's the purpose of it. Because they know that people are, because people for some reason, I mean, it's less in the United States, but unfortunately around the world for some reason, people think the UN is a credible body when, you know, we could give a million examples of why that's not the case and they're wasting your money. But for some reason, there's this fantasy or halo surrounding the UN. And the people who put this report together know that and they exploit it. And the UN, the people who work at the UN are part of it. You know, this whole commission, the people, they maybe are the figureheads of this commission, but the people actually writing the report are completely secret. Their methods are secret. And of course it's going to do damage because, for instance, at the ICJ, which is the UN's court, they don't do any independent verification of these reports. They just accept it at face value. I'm sure it's going to be used for BDS. I mean, certainly in your country, that's going to happen. It's already happening.
For sure.
So, yeah, there's without a doubt. But, you know, that unfortunately, we are in a global collective hysteria about what has been going on. This anti-Semitism bomb has been exploded. And it's well funded by Qatar, by Iran, by Russia, by China, probably paying for the South African ICJ case. But, you know, they haven't come clean on that. And so it's very hard to combat it. There's a billion Muslims in the world, plus, you know, probably tens of millions of assorted anti-Semites that are not Muslim. You know, so, you know, what are you going to do? Like, this is the narrative we're up against. We have to fight how we can. We have to keep doing what we think is right. And, you know, there are a lot of good reports out there that have debunked the types of claims in South Africans' briefs to the ICJ that have debunked this particular report. Mm-hmm. There's an institute called the Basis Center. I put out a report last week that's very good. It's 300 pages. It goes in detail through all the claims. And the UN Watch put out a report by a man named Salo Eisenberg, who I've worked with before, who's right. Very good. You know, so you can look at that if you actually want the facts. But, you know, when people are not wanting to do analysis, there's not much you can do, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know,
and
I think
that is the
we
problem, because
hunker,
if people yeah, just want the sound yeah. bites, well, then certainly it makes it an easier conversation, a very easy conversation for them to have. I do see that UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, he refused to legally define the situation in Gaza as genocide. I mean, he is obviously certainly has not shown himself to be a friend of Israel, but it is interesting that he has stopped short of using that as a given, and perhaps indicating, I think, that he realizes how problematic this report is. We do need to leave it there. Thank you, as always, Anne Hertzberg, legal advisor for NGO Monitor, talking to us about this latest report.